What if your greatest obstacle isn't the chaotic world around you, but the fear living inside your mind? In our era of exponential technologies and relentless competition, we face a striking paradox: unprecedented opportunity alongside crippling pressure. This pressure manifests in alarming statistics. U.S. public companies have seen a 75% drop in return on assets since 1965, despite rising productivity. Our natural response? We become risk-averse, adopt short-term thinking, and view the world as a zero-sum game. As Visa founder D. Hock observed, it's not about risk and reward, it's about fear and hope. That's ultimately what motivates people to act. The journey beyond fear isn't about eliminating uncertainty. It's about transforming paralyzing anxiety into productive excitement that fuels growth and innovation. Stories entertain us, but narratives transform us. Unlike self-contained stories, narratives are open-ended and invite participation. They're not about what happened to others, they're about what could happen with us. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech painted a vivid picture of a better future requiring collective action. When President Kennedy announced the Moonshot Challenge, he inspired thousands to explore multiple paths simultaneously. This is the power of opportunity-based narratives. They reshape our mindset from scarcity to abundance and from competition to collaboration, accelerating learning through parallel experimentation. The most powerful narratives align with broader forces, invite participation while remaining adaptable, provide enough detail to focus efforts, appeal broadly, amplify other opportunities, tap emotional connections, acknowledge realistic challenges, present positive sum opportunities, and deliver quick benefits to early participants. What narrative are you living by? Is it limiting your potential or expanding it? Your personal narrative connects your aspirations with collective progress. Unlike therapeutic narratives examining your past, these narratives focus on future opportunities that shape choices and connect you with others. They pull you from fear-induced isolation by creating mutual benefit through shared action. Many of us carry unconscious narratives formed in childhood. One executive discovered his narrative was, "Our world is full of challenges. Tell me yours so I can help," leading to transactional interactions rather than deep relationships. By making your narrative explicit, you can identify its limitations. Ask yourself, is your future view driven by threat or opportunity? What role do you ask others to play? Is there a compelling reason for them to help? Consider evolving your story from "I must protect myself" to "We can grow together," or from "I need to prove my worth" to "I can create value with others." Effective personal narratives evolve with new experiences while maintaining authenticity. They should be specific enough to differentiate you, yet universal enough to resonate with others, bridging personal meaning and broader purpose. Most organizations have implicit narratives they rarely articulate. Perhaps fortunately, as these narratives are typically self-centered, showing little understanding of stakeholders' aspirations. They essentially say nothing more than, "Buy my products or services." Effective institutional narratives focus on opportunities meaningful to customers, framed around their aspirations rather than just promoting products. Apple's Think Different celebrated creative iconoclasts while suggesting digital technology enables individual expression against conformity. Nike's Just Do It addresses how modern life disconnects us from physical exertion, framing the opportunity to reconnect with our physical potential. Unlike inward-focused purpose statements, narratives target external audiences. They mobilize people around opportunities benefiting both themselves and the company. Even mundane products can have powerful narratives. A battery vendor might frame its story around human liberation from technological constraints. Throughout history, we've been tethered to outlets, but battery technology now offers freedom to bring digital tools wherever needed for greater impact. The passion of the explorer, Hegel's second pillar, is a distinct drive that pushes people to venture into uncharted territory and expand what's possible. Unlike obsession, where people escape their identity and external objects, passionate explorers commit to self-improvement for greater positive impact. This passion combines three elements: long-term commitment to a broad domain, a questing disposition that views challenges as opportunities, and a connecting disposition that builds trust-based relationships. Explorers don't need a detailed destination. They are inspired by high-level opportunities and adapt their path along the journey. In our era of mounting pressure and fear, the explorer's passion serves as a crucial counterforce. While fear breeds risk aversion and zero-sum thinking, explorers accelerate learning through action, focus on long-term impact, embrace challenges for growth, and build networks of trusted relationships. Most of us haven't discovered this passion yet, and many have stopped searching. Institutional education often taught us to prioritize memorization and following instructions over passion. Parents steered us toward lucrative careers rather than meaningful pursuits, and workplace environments frequently continued this suppression. Today's accelerating environment demands progression from learning about to learning to do, and ultimately to learning to do better and better. This requires collaborative learning. Regardless of individual intelligence, we achieve more creative and effective results by working with others. Learning platforms provide structures that help people interact through governance frameworks that facilitate connection. Unlike rigid hierarchies, platforms offer high-level guidelines while allowing participants to determine specific interactions. The key design element is enabling participants to create shared workspaces where small groups build trust-based relationships and collaborate. These creation spaces appear in successful movements with sustained performance improvement, organized around impact groups of 3-15 members who meet frequently. SAP's online forum exemplifies this evolution. Developers posted coding problems and received quick solutions, with a reputation system awarding points for workable answers. Participants eventually began seeking others with similar interests beyond problem solving, collaborating to create entirely new applications, demonstrating how platforms can evolve from problem solving to innovation. While mounting pressure is inevitable as change accelerates, we can transform stress and fear into excitement that fuels growth. Rather than burning out, we can burn brighter by uniting with others who share our aspirations. Start by making your personal narrative explicit. Write it down and assess whether it focuses on opportunities that inspire greater impact. Examine your institution's narratives for exciting possibilities. Once you've found your passion, evolve your narrative to articulate the driving opportunity with meaningful near-term milestones. Form small impact groups with people who share your passion. Nurture these connections, celebrate successes, and support each other through obstacles. Hold each other accountable and watch as others are drawn to your momentum. Start small but smart to achieve large impact. Small moves, smartly made, can set big things in motion. As you see tangible results, you'll pursue more ambitious efforts, creating a snowball effect of growing influence. The journey beyond fear isn't solitary. It's about collective transformation. By embracing opportunities together rather than remaining isolated, we can transform our institutions to help everyone discover their passion of the explorer. In a world that teaches caution, dare to explore. In a world of scarcity, create abundance through collaboration. The opportunity begins with you choosing possibility over fear today.